Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Head coach Jim Scanlon with us. Jim, the first period didn't go your way, but I thought that second period was a great period of hockey for you guys. To me, it all started on the forecheck. What changed?
You were, I'll use one of Tom's cliches, you're spot on there, Schulze. the group just did a really good job. You know, they made smart dumps, kept it away from the goalie, and F1 did a great job changing the shape of the D, and that's where it all started. I was really proud of our effort. You know, that again, you're down 1-0 after one, but it was just a, you know, kind of a fluky turnover, unfortunately, and they capitalized on it. But I just thought we played the way we needed to play to give ourselves a chance. It's 2-1 going to the third, so you can't ask more than that.
You're playing so well in that second period, and then, dang it, they score, and you're like, it's still only two. For a team that has not had a ton of success on the power play, that took 8 seconds. And in those 8 seconds, Jim, you had a faceoff win, an initial shot, a rebound shot, and another rebound shot.
Yeah.
That's a good 8 seconds.
Yep. You know, that all starts with that faceoff. You know, we say that all the time. And Mac had some poise, waited, and got the puck through, got it on net, and then there was rebounds, and Claire was able to get it in.
Isn't that the key, though, for a struggling power play?
Just
get the thing to the net?
Absolutely. Keep it simple. Get it to the net. Absolutely.
I thought Minnesota handled, you know, the last 4 or 5 minutes pretty darn well. You never really had a chance pull Hannah, even if you wanted to give it a try. But what if you can't get the goalie out, what do you need to do better to get her off?
Well, just try to get possession, right? Try to get possession. But you're exactly right. They did a good job. And like I told the group, you know, we're right there, and it was a fifth or sixth year, two-time Olympian that scored two goals on us in the third period. And, you know, I mean, that's, again, credit to them. They made plays, she made plays, and they got pucks in the net.
Head on the road next weekend to St. Cloud State. Life never easy in this league, is it?
No, but, you know, the message to the group was this is how we need to play. It doesn't matter who we're playing, but this is how we have to have this type of effort, this grit, this battle, this compete. We worked this hard next week, and I told them we're gonna have success. And that's it doesn't matter who we're playing, doesn't matter where we're playing. We need to bring that same intensity, that same work ethic every time out.
And that is 100% controllable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good luck next week, Jim.
Thanks, Schulze. Have a good call tonight.
Thank you. Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Gophers winners today, final score there of 4-1.